The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with step 2 of the addiction recovery program.
My name's Scott, and I'm a recovering drug addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Scott.
When I started this program, I was, like I mentioned last week, I was desperate. I had just come from Southern California, where I was living on the streets, and my whole life I'd struggled with alcohol and drugs, and the recent time, at that point, I was addicted to crystal meth, and it's completely out of my mind, and I could not stop. I couldn't function. I couldn't get up in the morning to work. I was losing, every job I had, I lost, and just, you know, I came home to Utah, and I was just desperate, and I started coming to these meetings, and I didn't really believe that it was really going to help me, but I just kept coming because I knew I felt a little bit better every time. And it was interesting because, like, a couple weeks after I started coming, like, something finally clicked. And it was this quote that's actually here that we just read. And there was a missionary that would read this quote at the end of every meeting. He pulled it out of his wallet. And it's that quote by Boyd K. Packer, where it says, "There is no habit, no addiction, no rebellion, no transgression, no offense exempted from the promise of complete forgiveness through the atonement of Jesus Christ." One of the times he read that, I finally clicked in my mind, wait, it applies to me too. You know, I was like, my whole life I just thought, you know, I've done too much. And I realized that there's nothing, because of what he said, that's a prophet of God that said that there's nothing that I could have done that would exempt me from the atonement. And so from there, I gained that glimmer of hope. And it helped me so much to just, you know, when times, because times got a lot darker than that, like a couple people have shared about their times incarcerated, and I ended up at the Utah State Prison, and I did 6.5 years in the Utah State Prison, and I had that glimmer of hope because of coming to these meetings. I knew where to turn, you know, just like Steve was saying. I knew where to turn because I'd come to these meetings. You know, once I was there in the prison, I knew that I could find hope in these meetings, and I knew that my Heavenly Father could help me with this. And the thing I learned is that this program is about restoration and second chances, because I completely lost everything. I was married and had 2 kids and a house and, you know, everything, and I lost it. And this program has restored to me the things that I've lost. You know, now I'm out of prison. You know, I'm remarried, and I've got so much going for me. And I'm so thankful for this program. You know, I would shudder to think of my life without this program, because it's like, it's literally like my second family, you know, the people that I know in here, because I can relate to everybody. It doesn't matter what our addiction is. We all know that hopeless feeling. So when I come in here, I know that you guys know what I've gone through, because we've all been through it. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, God.
In this portion of the Addiction Recovery Meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 2 of the Addiction Recovery Program.